What will you do for the rest of the summer? Wow, it feels great to be retired. Well, I guess I'm just semi-retired. Actually, to be totally accurate, I should say that I'm temporarily semi-retired. Oh, for goodness sake, I'll explain things a little later. For now, though, I'm rehearsing some of these answers from actual retirees to use eventually. Question: how many days in a week for a retiree? Answer: 6 Saturdays, 1 Sunday. Question: when is a retiree's bedtime? Answer: 2 hours after he falls asleep on the couch. Question: why don't retirees mind being called seniors? Answer: the term comes with a 10% discount. Question: among retirees, what is considered formal attire? Answer: tied shoes. Question: what is the common term for someone who enjoys work and refuses to retire? Answer: nuts. Question: why are retirees so slow to clean out the basement, attic, or garage? Answer: they know that as soon as they do, one of their adult kids will want to store stuff there. Question: what do retirees call a long lunch? Answer: normal. Question: what is the best way to describe retirement? Answer: the never-ending coffee break. Question: what's the biggest advantage of going back to school as a retiree? Answer: if you cut classes, no one calls your parents. Question: why does a retiree often say that he doesn't miss work, but he misses the people he used to work with? Answer: she's too polite to tell the whole truth. Now let me explain my temporary semi-retirement. It's called the Levin's Summer Schedule, where we only publish a paper every other week. In fact, all of the Levin staff gets this temporary semi-retirement. Although we enjoy our work here, by the end of May, the weekly schedule does grind us down, and we look forward to a little breathing room and a chance to recharge our batteries. I hope that you'll make time in these upcoming weeks for a temporary semi-retirement. Treat yourself to a vacation or a staycation where you can experience a little renewal in body, mind, and spirit. Below are some ways to escape from the pressures of modern-day living this summer. Make visits to the 6 holy doors in the Archdiocese. They're at the Cathedral of St. Peter, Kansas City, Kansas, St. Benedict's Abbey, Atchison, Assumption, Topeka, Divine Mercy, Gardner, St. Mary, St. Benedict, and Sacred Heart, Mound City. Pick up a spiritual book to read, or leisurely make your way through Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation, The Joy of Love. Spend an entire day, or more, without your cell phone or social media. Ride a bike, or take a stroll through nature to appreciate God's handiwork. Visit a library to see all that it has to offer. And it's not just books anymore. Wander through a museum and spend time savoring especially the religious works of art. Do some writing. Jot down thoughts in a journal, make a wish list of summer sights, or pen a letter to friends. Get lost in a hobby. Take in a little live culture. Attend a play or a concert. Go on a retreat or a day of prayer. Get in a little bit of exercise. If it's hot outside, go bowling. If comfortable, play a round of disc golf. If you're still not convinced, here's what Pope Francis has to say. Together with a culture of work, there must be a culture of leisure as gratification. To put it another way, people who work must take the time to relax, to be with their families, to enjoy themselves, read, listen to music, play a sport. Not wishing to disobey the Holy Father, I'm out of here. See you back in this space on June 3rd.